The department, through the Interagency Security Committee, which is an interagency standard-setting organization, stood up after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, released this week two new interim products. The first is the physical security criteria for federal facilities, and the second is the design basis threat report. And what these two new standards do is allow federal facilities, whether they're owned or leased, non-military facilities, to choose security measures and practices that work for them at their facility security level. This is the first time that standards for leased space, new buildings and major modernization projects, and owned buildings are all in one place. They've been separate in the past and probably not as effective as they could have been. So the ISC has worked hard over the last couple of years to bring together standards applicable to all types of federal facilities at all security levels. And the second piece is the design basis threat report, which, for the first time, gives federal facilities a way to gauge the amount of threat, both from a national intelligence perspective and a local law enforcement perspective, they need to be thinking about countering in their security measures.
So it sounds like the facilities themselves, the people who handle these facilities, no longer have to deal with the sort of broad brushstrokes of a criteria. Now they can sort of tailor make it to whatever it is their needs are and better address the security needs of that particular facility.
Right. That was the goal of this effort to update existing standards, is to really give the occupants, the tenants who have to make the financial decision, a range of options at their for their consideration and use in handling all aspects of physical security and keeping their employees safe, from access control to perimeter control to standoff distance, et cetera.
So the number of issues that would be that are addressed in here are things like, okay, what's the different distance between a street and, say, the front door? Those kinds of things?
That's exactly right. Standoff distance is something that federal agencies, frankly, particularly those in congested urban areas, have to find ways to, if you can't meet a standoff standard, what are you going to do to mitigate? Are you going to put bollards in? Are you going to have a delta barrier that vehicles have to pass through to safeguard your building and its employees?
Now, as you mentioned, this is something that was started around the time of the Oklahoma City bombing, soon after that. Is this an evolutionary process? Do we see these sorts of documents and criteria evolving as the needs change and as the environment changes, the culture changes?
Yes, that was one of the intentions with the design basis threat. What's out now is the baseline, and the goal is to update that on an as-needed basis. We're thinking yearly, but really reserve the right to do it on an as-needed basis as the threat picture changes in the United States.
Now, this is something pre-Oklahoma City, people really didn't think about this. Pre-9/11, people really didn't think about this. And now we're seeing IRS facilities and all sorts of really nasty things going on. But you can't change your building often that quickly. So how do you address that in a kind of a policy that has to be more long-term thinking?
Well, I think you do that in a number of ways, and those ways are part of the vision that the ISC had in updating the standards. One of the things that security needs to be is holistic, and every employee in a federal building needs to know what to do when something happens. And in fact, that's what happened with the recent airplane incident. People saw the plane coming and knew their emergency occupant plan and knew what to do. And that's why a number of lives were saved that day.
Taking a step back from that just a bit and giving us an overview, particularly from your experience, the importance of information sharing when it comes to keeping feds safe and the buildings that they work in safe. Let's address that and how critical it is that there isn't that stovepiping.
Well, like I said, with occupant emergency planning, it's important that everybody knows that there's a plan and knows what their part is when a plan needs to be exercised. So part of the standards that ISC has worked on and released relate to employee training and awareness, exercising and drilling against your plans, having those, even though they're annoying, having fire drills so everybody knows how to get out of the building if that were the need were to arise.
Talk a little bit about the information sharing of this. Can people actually go and read these standards? And this is one of these areas I know around security. Sometimes you go, oh, if we put it out there, the bad guys can see, hold on, how far our setbacks are and all those kinds of things.
Right. I agree with you that the government needs to be very judicious in how it makes sensitive security information public. But the public can certainly take a look at the standards themselves. They're available online at www.dhs.gov/ISC. But the individual plans themselves that facilities develop using the standards are sensitive and are safeguarded.
So you have the overall standard, not for the specific building.
Correct.
And the people who would read these standards, I'm guessing Joe or Joanna Fed wouldn't, this is not something that they would sit down and read, but if you're over at GSA and the Fed and the federal building and the building service there, or if you're maybe somebody interested in leasing to the federal government, these are the kinds of things that you would be interested in, right?
Correct. Yep. Yes.
So what happens now? The standards are out there. Is there a timeline on by which they are required to get their standards in place? What happens next?
Well, the new standard, physical security criteria for federal facilities, is out for a 24-month validation period just to confirm that these are the right standards for the whole range of different types of federal buildings that are out there. These standards apply to the protection of more than 300,000 facilities nationwide. So we want the community to have the opportunity to pilot their use, give us some feedback on what works and what might not, and then we will move into a final implementation phase after this validation period.